Believe it or not, Barbie is reaching retirement age. The iconic doll turns 60 this year. To mark the anniversary, the Birmingham Museum of Art opens an exhibit this weekend that lets museum goers become Barbie through an interactive reimagined dream house. The exhibit also delves into how complex the figure can be. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
Contemporary art curator Hallie Ringel says when her boss wanted to do a project about Barbie, she was dreading it. That's because the big knock against Barbie is that she represents a narrow beauty standard. Blonde, white, impossibly thin.
How am I ever going to complicate her sufficiently to communicate that to an audience so we're not turning this into just a celebration of white womanhood?
Ringel couldn't help but think back on her own childhood playing with Barbies.
I never really felt like she represented or looked anything like me, and she certainly didn't dress like I did.
But she wanted to make the exhibit approachable. She developed the idea of a life-size dream house with Studio Boca. It's an interior design firm run by Kate Taylor Bohm and her sister. Bohm's memories of Barbie go to a different aspect of the toy, empowerment. When Barbie was introduced in 1959, she was a career woman. Bohm says for her, Barbie offered a way to imagine being a professional.
So we would have, you know, our little setup with our pencils and our paper and our company that we started. We just imagined ourselves as career people, and then we'd have Barbie sitting there, you know, answering phones and bossing people around too.
To build the exhibit, the sisters reached out to women artists they knew. More than 15 contributed works that came together to form the Dream House. It's perhaps more of a dream studio apartment. After all, it is in a gallery at the Birmingham Museum of Art.
Would you like to sit down?
Sure.
Yeah, you can sit on the couch. Barbie's dream couch.
Here's Barbie's mirror and vanity, her work desk, plenty of pink. This is the empowered Barbie. That's clear from the exhibit title, Barbie, Dreaming of a Female Future. Barbie's bookshelf displays copies of The Handmaid's Tale and The Vagina Monologues. Curator Hallie Ringel says visitors are encouraged to touch.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how people interact with this as Barbie's library.
Just as Barbie is not merely a doll, the works are layered. Take Barbie's dining room table by Chattanooga artist Addie Chapin. The club sandwich, fish, and grapes are plastic, of course. They're spread over a white and red checkered tablecloth in the style of a Baroque still life. On the table is an open cookbook with a note from Barbie's boyfriend, Ken.
He wrote, to Barbie, love, Ken, happy holidays. And it's presiding over a nice pecan pie and two lovely red taper candles, a perfect little bowl of fruit. I mean, it's the picture of domestic bliss, right?
Chapin says, think about what that gift says about gender roles. And below Ken's note is a crab, which can be a symbol of death.
The more and more we strive to create this perfect image, a lot of times that really doesn't provide us the life we hope it will.
Barbies today have changed. In 2016, toy maker Mattel introduced new skin colors and body types. But designer Kate Taylor Bohm says don't leave the focus there.
Barbie's more than a body type.
She says there's a spirit of independence, represented by a dream house of Barbie's own creation. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.
Barbie Dreaming of a Female Future opens to the public tomorrow and runs through January 26. We also want to mention the Birmingham Museum of Art is a program sponsor of WBHM, but the news and business departments operate independently.